How's everybody doing?
Good.
Let's do the pledge.
Good.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bob Arsenal.
Here.
Michelle Arsenal.
Here.
Al Austin. Bob Blint.
Here.
John Betts. Jack Bogarski. John Boyce.
Here.
Corey Bowen.
Here.
Jeff Bryant.
Here.
Jen Carcitti.
Here.
Bill Carcitti.
Here.
Randy Clark.
Here.
Crystal Clevenger.
Here.
Tara Kahn. Chris Cole.
Here.
Carl Decker.
No, Carl.
Working.
Joe Downey.
Vacation.
Rocky Failing. Shelly Failing.
Oh, I'm here. Rocky's here. He's.
He's out at the bar?
Yeah, he's getting a drink.
Will Ferguson. Gene Gaylord.
Yahtzee.
Will Haberlin.
Here.
Paul Harpus.
Here.
Ron Hinkle.
Here.
Betty Holt. Butch Hughes. Tommy Hunt. Troy Kay.
Here.
Brian Kelly. Chris Kelly.
Here.
John Klugo. Al Lamar. Tommy Law.
Here.
Joe Mabb.
Here.
Danny Main. Andre. Nathan Martin. Ricky Martini, Louis Martino.
Here.
Mark Martino. Here. Michael Martino.
Here.
Hunter Metzler. Matt Metzler. Pat Metzler.
Yeah, we smoked him tonight.
Brian Niemans.
Yep.
Roddy Neeson. This one's a hard one here. John Ola?
Here.
No shit.
Wow.
How you doing?
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Greg Pottenberg.
Yo.
Shad Pulver. Maybe you can pick him up next time and bring him over. Dave Rankins.
Here.
Billy Rohr.
Yep.
Rick Rosa. Edward Rosa.
Here.
Jonathan Schmidt. Joy Schneider.
Here.
Ron Schneider.
Here.
Carlos Scott. Tom Seaman.
Here.
Dave Secor.
Here.
Jimmy Sharp.
Here.
Jay Temez.
Here.
George Taylor.
Here.
Charlie Webster. Okay.
Do you want me to do secretary?
I can do it, I guess. All right. The minutes from July 1st meeting. Meeting was called to order at 7:05. We did the pledge, roll call, 36 of 63 members present. Betty read the minutes. I read the treasurer's report, committee reports, land committee report. Brian Niemann resigned from the land committee. Tent at the property needs repair work. Committee could use more help mowing and weed eating. Electric is now in the trees, and Greg Pottenberg has expanded the clearing back beyond the tree line level. Possibly consider ECR purchasing a weed eater. T-shirt committee, no report. Trailer committee, Troy K., Rocky Failing, and Dave Rankin. Trailer lights are now working properly. Bike committee, no report. 501c3 committee, final bill of $1,275 was received for legal services. Motion to pay by Tom Hunt. Website, no report. Board of directors, no report. Bylaws, no report. Event committee, ECR club run was discussed and flyers handed out. Safety committee, Dave Rankins discussed safety on other club rides and what should be done to ensure the safety of ECR members in an emergency. Suggested Dave Rankins write up safety policies for emergencies. Karen Loeffler agreed to review the contents of the first aid kits and make sure they're up to date and fully stocked. Ticket sales to date, which did not include tickets turned in at the meeting, was 750. Old business, President Mark reminded members that we need to continue to collect Hogs for Hospice raffle prizes. Ricky Martino has agreed to draw up plans for a clubhouse. His idea is to build on stilts. It would be a twofold operation with a pavilion underneath, full building above. President Martino will meet with officers and board of directors to go over sizes and designs. Ricky has a good working relations with the town officials and said we can definitely build and that the grounds are awesome. Members need to volunteer to work at events. Ron Kinkelbrun is all set. Flyer's been handed out. Kinderhook Lake Association had an event on the 16th. New business. Bob Arsenal asked if ECI would pay the insurance cost and transport the Make-A-Wish bike to the Bobby Arsenal event. One-day cost would be $250. Discussion took place concerning the size of the bike and if it would even fit in the trailer. Measurements would be checked, and when we would need to pick up and return bike was discussed. Jeff Bryant volunteered to go to Blackthorn for the spring run and Dock Street Station. Renegade Pigs event July 16th. Clubrick had an event on August 28th. It starts at 12:30 for all veterans, and we'd like ECR to be there. They want us to escort the veterans. Tara's brother passed away unexpectedly. We were encouraged to attend. A sympathy card was sent and a $50 donation for his daughter's scholarship fund. Skeeter Creek posters were handed out. New members, prospects, Jen Curchiti was voted in, received her bottom rockers. Charlie Webster, full patched member. 50-50 drawing, July 15th. I think that's it.
Motion accept. Gene, second.
Billy. You're up again.
I know. I'm not used to this writing. I gave it up. First of all, I want to apologize for not having the treasurer's report out to the tables. I knew I would be working late tonight, and I got everything ready earlier in the week, but totally forgot to make extra copies. If you want to see it after the meeting, come up and I'll show it to you. Savings account, beginning balance, 7116, $16,857.87. Checking account, beginning balance, 7116, $1,893.90. ECR savings account, interest, $1.28. Transfer from the checking, $5,000. ECR cash in, the run for Ron donation, $62. Shirts, $220. Can koozies and keychains, $16. And I don't know why I write this in N, but transfer to the savings was a negative $5,000. Raffle fund, cash in, $7,760. Hospice cash in, $70 donation, $90 in shirts, and $20 from the Steve Hospice shirts. For a total of $180. 50-50 cash in. The raffle from the meeting, $53. ECR paid out. Robert Mink Jr., July interest, $90. Mark Martino, reimbursement for Elks ad, $125. Kirsten Higgins Scholarship Fund, $50, which is the fund for Tara's brother's daughter. Wilson, Elser, Moskowitz, Eelman, and Dicker, LLP, for the attorney, $1,275. ECR clothing purchase, $1,450.54. So total paid out, $2,990.54. Hospice paid out, the shirt purchase, $488.02. Clubhouse paid out, National Grid, $19.93. Mark Martino, reimbursed for tractor repair, $157.45 for a total of $177.38. Savings account ending balance, $21,859.15. Checking account ending balance, $1,528.96 for total combined, cash on hand in the trailer, $250. Total combined monies, $23,638.11.
Motion approved.
Second.
Lee.
Who? Henkel and...
Henkel. And
Dave.
Okay. Reports from committees. Land, Jake.
Just wondering if everybody's going to get in to get a hold of that tent company or whatever to find out about the repair of the tent.
I thought you were going to.
Did you have the information or something? But you said you had the name of the company.
I do.
Did you give them a call?
Not yet.
Or just give me the number and I'll get a hold of them.
We need to get the thing taken down before it rips to shreds, and I propose that we get the center white section repaired and then put the thing back up. I think it's well worth it.
Repaired or new?
You know, they have to replace the white section in the center. If it's, you know, feasible money-wise, I suggest we do that. I mean, we got the tent for free. It definitely serves a purpose down here.
Okay. Well, maybe you can look into it and let us know what that's going to be. You know, figure out if it's going to be $2,000 or something, or if it's something we can fix, or if they warranty it, or...
I don't think it's warranty. We wouldn't be covering anything like that, but I'm guessing it'll probably be around $500 to get the thing fixed, maybe a little bit more than that. I mean, I think it's well worth it. We were going to pay $2,000 for the tent. We got it for free. It was a donation. Yeah. You know, even if we sunk $2,000 in it, we wouldn't be losing out from what we approved originally for the thing anyway. So, you know, I mean, $2,000 I think is a little steep, but I'm thinking it wouldn't be anywhere near that to get that center section repaired.
All right, well, we'll find out about that.
The guy that donated the tent to us, he has had work done on that before. He did contact him. I need to contact him with Jake or somebody. What we have to do is physically take it down. He wants it rolled up. And we can take it to him or however, get it up to him. It's going to be between $600 and $800 to repair. Hopefully we can get the rest of the hardware from him because some of the ropes are getting tired. We're tying down the gable ends so we can get them in the repair pit. And so for say $800, we'll have a brand new unit.
Mark, can I make a motion that we do the repairs and get the parts, and as long as it doesn't exceed $1,000? And that way,
everybody else?
I think that's reasonable. I'll second that.
Okay.
We're going to need to put a committee together or
all in favor?
A crew together to go down there and disassemble.
Okay. Well, Jake will work on that with the land committee, and we'll find out who we can get down there. Is everybody in favor of that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Aye.
Anything else on there, Jake?
Wait a minute. Who made those motions? Because I need Gina.
You could definitely use some
Gene
help down there to win if you want to participate and help them clean up and, you know, do some of the maintenance stuff. Everybody's interested. We're always looking for help. There's three or four guys that do it. I think we, you know, deserve a little bit more participation. That place is for everybody in the club. You know, there's 60 members, I think. You know, each member should try and put in some type of an effort towards supporting the land if they, you know,
go down and enjoy it. Yep.
Right. For everybody, so it's not just the land committees.
No, it's not. Right. Got it.
Mr. Martino.
Yes.
Seeing as we're going to have to disassemble that tent and everything, is that container still available from Troy?
Absolutely.
Is that still an option that we are considering? I mean, because we do have that mower down there and everything, and anything mm-hmm. that's in that tent now is going to be exposed to or over under the other tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm just throwing that out there.
Yep. Still need to get it. Yep.
The biggest thing is moving that.
Yep.
Okay, it's going to take a big trailer, and I can get it on there, but getting it off there, it's
going to take some equipment and some manpower. Everything that's there that I have with that to level it and everything goes with it. You know, it's...
How big is it? How long is it?
You should see it's right behind your house.
Now, wasn't it you, Ronnie, that said you had
I want to say
Andy and Allen or Mario's that would do it?
So if we can get back up and I can tip it,
we can get
how
it
can
up.
We pull it up?
Bless you.
Stop down and look at it.
If not, I'd get him over 10 hours. The sheds, he's got one of them trailers that does all that stuff.
All right, we've been talking about this for a little while, too. Jake, can you get a hold of these guys and make this happen before the next meeting?
It's yours. It's right. Not going anywhere.
Jake.
I
yep.
guess I can try.
Okay. And if not, call me and we'll make it happen.
I know it kind of got put on hold because we weren't sure what was going on.
Right.
Work it out.
Yep.
18.
Yeah. Yeah. Volunteers take 2 steps back.
Well, you do enough work down there, so why not?
Okay. T-shirt committee, Joyce.
Everything's status quo. We're pretty stocked up. We'll probably look at a member order because I'm kind of low on big size stuff. But aside from that, you know, what we have is what we have. Sell, sell, sell. Aside from our stuff, I want to bring I call them Steve shirts, the supporties.
Yeah.
CR supports. Hogs for our hospice,
yeah.
Steve made. I want to bring them, of course, to the Hogs ride to sell. I want to avoid bringing them to the concert tomorrow and save them for the lot, only because I want to sell our stuff. So
okay.
Our stuff is just going to be there. That's kind of where things fall with me. Aside from that, everything's
copacetic.
Okay. Trailer committee. Rocky's not here. Jeff Bryant.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
sir.
Hey, Rocky. How you
not
doing, buddy?
Not that he knows anything about the trailer. But
all right.
Stronger glasses.
Okay. Rocky, Jeff, Dave, and Troy. Anything with the trailer? Good.
We need a new one, but other than that,
Troy. I haven't done nothing with that at all. Most stops at your house. I've seen because I'm old past your house twice a few years. Anyway,
I'll give you directions to the house after the meeting.
Cool. Make sure you write them down right, because I'm still.
The bike's in it. Everybody's been traveling around with it. They've been taking care of things. We had that meeting the last time. Seems to be okay.
Well, when I was working at the junkyard, I signed up because, you know, tires and stuff like that. Now I work for the town. I don't have access to. But if anybody needs a hand, I'm around Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Cool.
So,
Randy.
What kind of trailer are we looking for?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I think that you got to get together with the trailer committee and we'll figure this thing out. Because we stopped looking for it for a while because
the guy I
we sold the other
has
one.
A 3-year-old trailer, and he's selling for literally half price of what it was new. He's got it, I think it's an 18-foot. Dual axle stealth slant
Kino. We want 7 feet wide at least and
this
12
is,
feet long.
This is
yeah,
bigger.
This
is Jason Finch trailer. It's selling for $4,000.
Is it, when you say 18 foot, is that from the front of the V to the back?
Yeah.
So that's like a 14 footer square.
Yeah.
It's got a 4 foot V. It's not that big. That's what my trailer is.
You remember Nick Pirro's trailer?
Yeah.
That's the trailer. All
right.
It's like 4 years
dual axle,
like
you limit
it
to
20.
Mm-hmm.
7 foot wide,
it's
dual axle. Yeah. Electric brake.
We're not going to be able to put that at the fair, but we're our trailers
is
that we have now.
You know?
Do things like the fair.
I'd like to keep our trailer anyway. We could use that to run around and follow people and
right.
Let people borrow
right.
It.
Right.
And
I think that's worth
definitely.
And how high, how tall is that 6 foot?
Half the price of what we got.
Can you stand on that without hitting
yes. Your head? Jason Finn stands up in there, so he's got it. I mean, he's got
hey, Jason,
it.
Six,
yeah.
Four,
yeah.
Six.
Jason's using this landscape trailer. He bought it from Nick, and he can't stand using the enclosed trailer. He's just looking to sell.
Rocky, Jeff Bryant, Dave Rankins, Troy K, talk about that thing and get back to us on it.
All right.
$2,500 cash.
How much?
All from $2,500.
Okay. 501(c). Betty's.
Is that for us to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We have a small dent in the back of the bike down at the bottom where it was unloaded and hit something by mistake. It's got a little ding in it.
Is it the bike or the bag?
Huh?
Is it the bike?
No, it's the bike, it's the fender, plastic the part of the fender, and then just a little dimple on the top of the metal. We'll wait till after the fair, and then maybe we'll take it someplace and look into seeing how much it would cost to get it fixed, or if somebody knows an auto body place that might help us out. Or
we get the fender off. I got somebody. Mm-hmm. We have to take the fender off. But
I'm working with a body shop now, and they do that dentless stuff.
Uh-huh.
You just stick something to it and pop it out.
Yeah, they might be able to.
Might not even have to take it.
Yeah. Right where the bottom of the fender flares up.
Yeah, it's right on the edge.
And you don't have to take the fender off. You got to take that rear skirt off where the directional is. It goes up between the bags and the side of the tank. Mm-hmm. Pull that off. Pull the dent. Tape it off right where the light housing is, and they can blend that paint right in.
Does it got a mark on the paint? I didn't even see one.
Yeah. Oh, dimpled okay. In that fucking lighthouse and scratched right down the middle of the lens.
Might be able to just pull that dimple out.
It's right where that fender flares, right in the bottom of that crease. It goes from there and it's up about 2 inches. It's probably inch and a half wide.
All right, well maybe we can, after the fair is over with and we can get that stuff taken care of, we can look into getting that thing repaired. And .. 501(c)(3). By default, you're it tonight again.
All right, I'm reading Betty's note here. And the conversation with her the other day, Tom Hunt was kind enough to fill out all the tax forms, and I know that she put them in the mail. So, Tom filled out all the tax forms and legal paperwork necessary for our 501(c)(3). We received an email from Rose at her law practice. Oh, yeah. We did get an email from Rose, who was the attorney that did everything for us. And her law firm where she works is splitting up. And it was pretty much, I know an email came out to all of us. I don't know if it was just officers or BOD, whatever. But the idea is hopefully we don't ever need to use her for anything ever again. You know, now that we're at this point. But if so, we just agreed that whatever law firm she's with, we'd probably just contact her and stay with her since she knows it and what she's done. But
that makes sense.
Don't create the wheel with another person.
Right.
Yeah,
so, you know, like I said, hopefully we don't ever have to contact her or use her, but we were just like, you know what, let's just stay with someone who knows us and knows what we do. And that's all there is about that. So we should be good.
Okay. Bylaws, Jake.
Nothing new.
Board of Directors, Jake.
We don't really have anything.
Okay. Event Committee.
Really? Oh,
we
my
have
name's not on it.
No Betty, no Pat, and no Gina.
So by default.
So by default.
We're busy.
Okay. Clubhouse run raised $1,313.
Nice.
That was, I could not believe it when she gave me that. I was like, nice
job.
Give
a shout out to all those guys, all of, you know, Brian and everybody, Pat and all those guys, Betty.
Yep.
Did an awesome job down there. They
yep.
really deserve a big round right there. Nice
cool.
job, guys.
Yeah, that was.
And for my lovely wife that decided to roll off the back of my bike.
Flipper!
She rolled off the bike?
Oh, yeah.
She off the hot dog.
Right
hot dog.
Hot dog bit.
Oh, yeah.
She bit off more than she can chew.
She missed it.
Total expenses paid by the club was $41.87, or to be paid because I have receipts. So the total profit was $1,271.13.
That's good.
Yeah, when you think about that, that pays our dues to Butchie all year long.
That's good.
With that one thing that we did, we don't have to really worry about it for the rest of the year.
That's good, man.
No, it doesn't. $1,800, dude.
Nine times? Oh, yeah. Almost.
Pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I'll
pretty
go with
damn
that.
Close.
But math teacher sitting here.
Yep.
Everything else was donated or paid for by the members. So, again, thank you to all of you. We also have enough food left over for a cookout after our next social meeting if you choose to do that.
We did have some members that showed up from other clubs, and one of the guys was standing next to us while I was eating, and he said, "This is beautiful down here. Absolutely awesome spot down here. Great place to play and hang out and stuff." So
yes,
it is a nice place, and you know, we should be proud of that too, because there's a lot of work that goes into it and money also. Safety committee. None of them guys are here. You're up. Oh, Brian, go ahead.
Hey, I've been bringing down all my firewood and stuff to cook. I kind of need a little help with that.
Firewood?
Yeah. If I'm cooking, you know, I mean, I've been filling that box and filling that box. And
anything to keep a chainsaw out of your hand, bro.
I've been pretty good lately. But somebody wants to donate a piece of good wood, bring down so we can cook for the next cookout. The box is real low.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I got some pine trees on both sides of my house. You guys come cut them down. You can take the pine down there.
I got an apple tree.
Somebody's been talking about cutting down for the last 2 years.
It's still up. We'll work on it. Safety committee, Dave.
Yeah. I'd like to get together with the club, and we got to, I think, one thing after that Lucas Briggs run. We got to figure out when we do these rides with other clubs and whatnot, and it's happened in the past. It seems like every time we go with these groups, it's not organized. We didn't do any road guarding on that, so it wouldn't prevented that accident. But the road guarding on that was pretty lackadaisical, and except for our group. And so I think we got to sit down and write down some rules and stuff, and figure out when we do these things and we're going on these rides with other groups that this is the way we ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be our way of the highway, so to speak. So.
Yeah, I did talk to Jay a little bit about that too, and I think it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to have at least 3 or 4 road captains.
Yeah.
If you get 2 guys to stay in the front, like Hinkle and Jay or whatever, and have Hinkle doing his left-hand stuff and Jay doing his right-hand stuff, have somebody in the back that's going to stay. Let the people peel back in.
I mean, you need somebody in the back, and whether or not you got to get walkie-talkies, and when you leave a place, you got to make sure everybody's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had one bike that didn't start there, and then we ended up, you know, trying to catch up and stuff. They took off, and like some of these runs, you're sitting there waiting for people to come out, and you're road guarding, and you're blocking traffic, and there, there's gaps where you could drive 2 tractor trailers in between, and people mm-hmm. are going to get annoyed there. So, I mean, we got to tighten it up and pay more attention. Tom and I talked about it a little bit over in the spring when we met, and just mm-hmm. got to lay it down and, you know, do something about it, be more proactive.
Yeah. Brian?
I wanted John to say this, but he I think he's a little shy. We did the helmet run, and last weekend, and I'm road captain of the AB, and Richard Music, and we ride up front. We got 2 road captains. John rides behind us as the president. I'm pointing to the road that we need guarded, and let me tell you what, it was freaking unbelievable how everybody did this. It was like flawless. The problem is trying to keep the pack tight, but
mm-hmm.
it worked good. You know, with the 2 road captains, and I like your idea of a big pack, but 2 more in the middle.
Okay. Ronnie?
I'm trying to get my head around this thing for road guarding, going for other stuff. I mean, we do good when it's our clubs.
Right.
The bait handles their stuff. That's awesome. We all have the same family to keep out for each other. Other clubs, it's a different thing. I don't know if how many people notice, a lot of people that have ridden for a long time that are affiliated or associated with some kind of a club or another, when they ride with different clubs or different groups, they stay in their own pack because they keep their net safe. So, that being said, there's 2 things we have that we need to take advantage of, or how we're going to handle it, is to approach who's running their run and see what they have to do. If they want us to take care of it, if they want to take care of it, then I really suggest, unless you guys know these guys we're riding with, is that we stay in our pack. bigger group.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, too.
Jay?
Right. You know, I've been trying hard for a while. You know, sometimes Ron isn't able to make all the runs to be able to get some help. But first, I'd like to say I'm sorry I couldn't make the last run, guys. We got to do this soon. You know, to appoint a couple more road captains. You know, for mm-hmm. me to have a right wing man, I got to keep on choosing somebody every time and somebody to cover the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on the ball here and get a couple people to be
located. Well, if people are interested in road captain,
I've made suggestions. And
yep. Yep. Okay.
You
made a suggestion, right?
What's that?
You made a suggestion.
I made one suggestion.
Okay.
That I would like to go through.
Okay.
Do you have another?
I don't. That's why I'm asking. Hinkle.
On the last run we went on, I will say the Rattlers did jump in and road guard for us.
With us?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they learned.
And, you know, they didn't mind. You know, I went around and I thanked them all later on. But they did jump in and tell us up.
The only thing they did do, though, when they got broken up, then they waited for other guys. So it kind of spread the group out.
They rode separate. They rode their own pack and they split us because they wanted to stay away from us, you know. And then when we filled in back of them, there was times we had 100, 200 yards between our main pack and them guys. They wouldn't.
We just got to tell them to tighten it up.
They rode
in the beginning.
Well, they had a couple guys road guard, and some of them went like 50, 40 miles an hour waiting for their guys to catch up. I think that's what happened. And then we went around them finally.
Well, maybe it's a discussion like Ronnie said that we need to say something to the guys ahead of time and just say, hey, you want help? Are you going to?
You know, want to keep it tight so nobody gets in between, nobody gets hurt.
Right. Randy.
Two things. One is I rode with guys down in Dutchess County last year, and they had it great. Bottom line is move the hell over and let the club get past you so they can block. You assign road guards. They're just going to keep they're going to pass you to get to the front to get the next road. If I volunteer to get in the right to be a road guard, get out of my way. I'm going to come up the left side of you. Just yield to people coming up on the left.
That's dangerous, though.
Well, to an extent it is, right. But the bottom line is it is. The other thing is I'm a TEMS instructor. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. I'm a tactical medic, and I'm certified to teach civilians, law enforcement, anyone, tactical emergency medicine. And what that does is I can get emergency first aid kits, which comes with blood clot material, it comes with a tourniquet, it comes with stuff to provide emergency first aid, and I'm certified to teach the kit. Teach the class. It's about an hour and a half long class. If anyone in here wants to do it, because if you're going to wait for an EMT or medic on the side of the road and you're bleeding, guess what you're going to do? You're going to die. If anyone wants it, let me know. I'll teach the class. We'll get the medic kits. The pouch is about this big. And in midterm time, I carry a major medic pack on my left saddlebag and my bike. If anyone ever gets hurt, go to my left saddlebag. You can't miss it. You've got a tourniquet in there. Got everything in there. It's literally that I can teach everyone in the club, and for like $20 a kit, we can get one. Yes.
That being said, I would like to make a motion on that.
Mm-hmm. What if
I'd like to. You guys decide when you want to do it. I think the whole class take your course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This big of a class, I'm going to tell you, I'd have to break it down. There's no way I could teach this many people at once, otherwise.
Why, you nervous?
No, there'd be no way that I could do it and have everyone learn what they need to learn.
But what if we signed up for a couple of classes and then maybe invited some other people?
At once, because 60 people, there's no way I could teach you everything you need to know.
How many people at one time?
10 to 15.
So maybe you could get together with the safety committee, we could get a sign-up sheet.
Yeah. I think that's a good solid idea right here.
It's not a long class. No, you're going to be certified to do. You're going to be certified for emergency first aid. You're going to be certified to pack wounds with blood clotting gauze and put a tourniquet on. Yep.
What happens if you don't like the guy?
Listen, this is
doesn't get packed very tightly.
This is an EMT. This is the class that anyone that ships overseas as a civilian contractor or anyone that works on a SWAT team needs to have. This isn't taking blood. This is life-saving. You're checking for major bleeding and stopping the major bleeding.
Brady, what about, is it just for members? Is it maybe like prospects or wives?
I
mean, or?
Listen, if you ride, and to me, the more the merrier. Listen, if the guy down next to you goes and he's bleeding from his femoral artery, what are we going to do? Put a tourniquet on.
I think this is
prior to the EMS coming. This isn't replacing paramedics or EMTs. This is prior to them getting to the scene.
This is like first responder before anybody gets emergency.
But with a little bit of, with the know-how on how to use the tools to save someone's life. That's all it is.
All right, I think we all think that that's a good idea. Yep. We'll have to get together with safety committee. And
I was going to say, I'm not trained to teach, but I can help because I went to the active shooter class, too, so I know what that's all.
Dave?
Just one other thing. I know road captains, we have a couple within the club, but there's no reason when we do a ride that day that you can't – we're all pretty much in this club, we're pretty much all experienced. You can't just say you're a road captain for the day. Whatever. We don't have to have the patch on there.
No.
We just got to sign it and say who's doing what and just get a little bit of organized. That's all.
But the thing about that is being able to have your road captains that are patched in, you work as a team, you work as a unit, you know exactly what each one's going to do without having to talk to other people. And my suggestions right now, and I'm going to bring this up to everybody so everybody hears, Ron Schneider and Paul Harpus are good for the job. I can talk to Ron about it, Ron Hinkle about it, and see what he thinks together. But those are my suggestions. They both are willing to accept the job.
Well, if they're both willing to accept and you talk with Hinkle about it and it's good, then I think we should do it.
Me and Hinkle,
you got to remember, though, if they're not on that run and we're shorthanded.
I think any time when we're shorthanded, we got to have somebody that can fill in or help out.
Right. I don't think a patch
help.
I think we should all just know what to do.
Right.
At the club, we do that.
But
it's nice as far as planning things out, going out on the ride ahead of time, stuff like that.
Those that are patched in have to go ahead and work together and do the run, you know, before everybody else and see what's out there to be safe for everybody else. What bridges are shut down? What construction there is? Now, you go around and you go appointing people. Those people don't know exactly what's going on. So, you know, to have people that are in it and being able to make the phone calls and arrange everything,
that's
what
the patch
is about.
Hey, Jay.
I'll
help you out, man. I'll help you.
We want to get this confused with what Jay's asking for road cap.
Permanent position.
Yep.
Also, what's going on is that everybody here needs to know how to handle being in the position to do road guarding and what to look out for. How to watch and handle.
Everyone's going
to all of us should be able to be trusted and know what's going on. They got your ass covered.
Yep.
So when you got your front row captain, your wingman, and your wingman is pointing out, everybody knows exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't know what to do, to stay in the rear.
Eventually, on the longer trips, the rear.
As far as our family is concerned, we need to learn. There'll be no reason for any of us. Mm-hmm. They have to stay in the back because they don't know. It's because they choose not to know. You need to know.
But there's some that we should not have out in the
way. Oh, really? Not that Crystal wouldn't love to do it, but she ain't got no reverse.
And there's others that wouldn't be great road blocking.
I can block any road. I have a bigger bike and it's a lot easier to block. You might be comfortable with that, but then
there might be other people who might not be comfortable.
I've blocked many roads with my sight. It's a lot easier if they can see me.
Yep. I think we should all know how to do it.
Yep.
Okay, Randy, Greg.
I make a motion you do those two guys road captain, have them teach everyone else, and if they got it as time allows, and you know, we all road guard, but I don't know what the hell they're doing when they do it.
Okay.
And I think when we have our club has a ride.
I have not been on a ride where that has been a problem.
Not for us.
Right.
I think you're taking something simple and making it complicated.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Kiss philosophy.
Greg.
Just as a newbie to show a little respect to how this club operates, my wife will not ride unless we ride with ECR because of how you guys road guard. So that's how I'm going to tell you. So that's what I want to tell you.
She okay. feels safe.
Or a bee.
This is simple.
Good.
I hurt their feelings.
All right. Well, we're done.
Sorry, John can't.
I have a 10 ounce ticket sold today, but I don't know if we're there yet. So.
Are we on the new business?
Open business.
Open and old business. Tent repairs we talked about already.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish insurance requests. I talked with Bob, and we measured out the size of the bike, the size of the trailer. It was within millimeters of fitting in there. Our insurance was going to be $250 per day extra for that. We couldn't do it in one day, getting down there, getting back up, getting back down, and dropping it back off. Bob and I talked together on that, and we decided to forego that, bringing that bike up to that location. And I don't know if you had decided anything else on that for that bike, or...
I'm working on Plan B.
Okay.
Raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
Open business, right?
Yep.
I was thinking it'd be a good idea, this is for the Land Committee, it would be a good idea if we had did an asphalt apron right there at the edge of the road, like maybe back 15, 18 feet, so that you're not coming off of the 9H with a 3-inch drop right off into loose kind of gravel and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Okay.
Blacktop is at an all-time low, they say. If anybody's going to blacktop, they'd say to do it this year.
Go to Newcastle.
Billy, yes.
How many tickets have we sold?
We're getting there. I got it in front of me to report. You want me to do it now?
Is it more than a couple thousand?
No.
You got to worry about that before you start spending more money.
Mm-hmm. We haven't decided to spend anything yet. We're working on that. That's back further. Ron Henkel food sign-up list is out. It's floating around out there. Please sign up for stuff. Even if there's somebody's name on there and you want to sign up for something else on there, sign up again. Sharpie?
Everything is going along smoothly with that. What we're going to try to do is see if they will turn their refrigeration units on.
They will.
On Saturday. So the people in the club that are making stuff, we're going to go down there and we'll be there on Saturday, maybe from like noon to 5.
We'll turn it on Friday night. Friday night's meeting.
Okay. So that refrigeration will be open, so the women here don't have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning making salad, trying to get it down there before they go on a ride.
The women, right? Okay.
I thought the guys were making salad.
Yeah, really?
He's pushing.
Huh?
My
homemade potato chips.
Okay.
So, can I sharpen? I'll ask you a question later.
We want to make sure that's a big showing for us, too. Sign up, bring some food, have a ride. One of the other things that we need to make sure that we do is if you've asked for something, to buy something, and it's been approved, and you purchase it, whether it be a dollar's worth of gas or $200 for a part, we need to keep our receipts on everything. We're a 501(c) now. We have to turn all that stuff in. John Boyce, his father passed away. Members attended the wake. Sent a card to the family and donation made. Thanks to everybody that went to that. It's good support. There's a lot of things that go on when somebody passes away, and you don't think of everything, and it's a little touching when you're standing in line and your group of your as John's mom said, your gang is here. Oh, look, it's Johnny's gang is here. Sweet as pie. Didn't mean nothing by it. She was just so happy, and we...
Johnny's gang is here.
I appreciated everybody that got a chance to go down. I know people work. I know things happen, but... You know, with that, with Tara's brother and stuff, that's what we do. It's a good thing. It means a lot to our members. New business.
I got something.
Okay, old business.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but I went on the ride, probably not. It was a club ride to the Alexandria Bay. I just wanted to thank Jay for setting it up. You don't always get appreciated, but he had the rooms there, set out the room. I had a good time.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jay. Thank you.
Super.
Now I'm going to report on the tickets.
Okay, go.
All right, awesome. All right, tickets sold to date, 1,297 tickets. And I also know that last night alone at the Night of Fire, they did 68. So probably we'll have a better night tonight since it's a Friday night.
Right, and our fair is coming up.
We are way down.
And we also have, tomorrow is our Skeeter Creek event. We should sell tickets there, too. We need help selling tickets, selling booze tickets.
Should we be there like 10?
Working in the booth. I thought 10:30 we should be there by.
10:30?
Yeah.
Jeff Bryant.
Huh? Jeff.
Just let you know, I talked to the owners from Blackhorn. Cats go mountain funded. We want to bring the bike for a day or stay for all 4 days. It's totally up to us.
Okay.
So just let me know so I can tell them.
You got room in your camper?
Really? You snore, man.
How do you know?
Yes, Ryan.
I told you. I know you.
Listen up, guys.
I know the Abate's doing that. Run for co-art. Yeah. You know, when that date was at the
18th.
They're also invited down there, and I know there's two runs going. That
no, that's that. Not conflicted anymore.
It's not.
No, that was the rain date for another one, so we're all right with that.
Bodies down there, do you plan on that?
Yep. Good. Yep, we'll plan on doing that. Who else? Somebody, Dave?
New business, yeah.
Yep.
September 25th, about a year or so ago, I mentioned to Nancy Ginsburg about she's got that TV show, Farmhouse Rules, on the Food Network. Nancy's been involved with local stuff in Columbia County, raising money for hospice. So we've been invited on September 25th this year. They want 50 bikes there. We're going to be on the TV show. They want us there. So we got to... get commitments from everybody. They're going to make it. Kelly talked to the producer today. They're going to be filming up there from early September through that date, and then we're going to set up a meeting early in September with us, and we'll get together with the officers, whatever, go down there, go over what they want. Initially, what they're thinking is we got to be at her farm at 1 o'clock on that Sunday, which is at the end of Rock Road, right by Hildebrand's Trucking. And their food aspect is going to be that she's going to make a bag lunch or something for us. She's going to give us a bag lunch. We're going to go on a ride. And she's going to talk about ECR and how we raise money for hospice and all that stuff. And only one thing we got to do is they're going to, I don't know the details yet, but we're going to get a trike for her. And somebody's got to drive it. One of the members has to drive it. So I'm going to talk to Tommy Hunt. Tommy's a friend with her, and see if he'd be willing to drive her. She wants to be, she's going on the ride with us. So then they want to end up like in a someplace, and we'll eat the bag lunch that they made, and like I said, talk about what we do and stuff. So
like Plattsburgh or something like that.
What's that?
Like Plattsburgh or something?
No. He wouldn't make it that long.
Claremont.
That's awesome.
Good. I think that's great. And, here...
Farmhouse Rules. It's on the Food Network. I think it's on Sundays and stuff. Like I said, Nancy's been a big supporter of hospice in Columbia County for a long time. So...
Well, Well, Ginsburg's has supported us, too.
50 bikes.
50 bikes, so I think it might be one of the mandatory things where we got to do, we got to get a sign-up sheet, get commitments, and if we can't get commitments from 50 members, then we'll have to maybe ask some Abate, reach out to Abate, whoever else, so we get the 50 bikes that we're required.
Not 50 here tonight?
No.
No.
I think they're going to rent. I think they want to pay and rent one. So. Yeah, whatever. I'm not, you know, I told them I'd make the arrangements, but, you know, we'll figure it out. So I'll get with Betty and send out an email in the next week or so and make sure we, you know, they have to get a sign-up sheet.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be some good exposure for us.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was going to mention again, that this is not something that's normal in our wheelhouse, but for us to get exposure doing something like this again, I think it's all good. The public sees us doing a good thing, hanging out with Mrs. Ginsburg on her food network, and you know, we'll invite her to our next paint and sip, and it's all good.
Everybody's got to get a fucking haircut.
What? Yeah.
No tattoos. Clean shaven.
Is she single?
He needs a haircut.
Well,
I got a haircut back in March.
Which March?
All right, it was 3 years.
We also have a couple of people that put in for membership. You want to stand up, introduce yourself.
My name is Brian Bolger. I ride a 06 lowrider. I live in Niagaraville for my life. 06 lowrider. I know a lot of you guys.
Speak up. What? Be shy, man.
I'm not yelling?
No, we can't hear you.
Oh, okay. So I got an 06 lowrider. Lived here all my life. Love it. Love riding. Just hit 21,000 on the bike.
Where do you work?
DeBrino's, Union Mason, love my job, hang off buildings all day, so pretty much about it.
Why do you want to be a member of this club?
I know a lot of guys. You guys do a lot of work and, you know, with the hospice and everything like that, and it's pretty cool. So
you're a giver?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, you're going to sign up for a lot of stuff then.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. And Troy should be responsible, right?
Troy is absolutely responsible. We also had another membership application for Robert Hollenbeck from Kinderhook. He's not here. Ronnie brought it in. Let's see. Who's sponsoring him, Ronnie? You? I didn't see anything on here. That's the only reason I asked.
I didn't know why we were going to handle that.
Okay. We'll get back to you then.
Hollenbeck Cleaning?
Yeah,
I'll sponsor him.
Huh?
I'll sponsor him.
Ronnie's going to sponsor?
Yeah.
All right. The kid or the old man?
Yes,
yes.
Mark, junior or senior?
Huh?
Junior or senior?
Yep.
Probably senior.
I would say it's probably senior. Brian, we're going to need to get dues from you also.
I got it in my pocket.
Okay.
It's 300, right?
And around here.
I got 350 over in this corner. Do I do 375?
What else we got?
So because we know we're your dad, 275.
Yep. We got just one, right?
We need a drink on that.
Jen. We'll have to find out. I'll talk to you afterwards. Greg, you need to scoot.
I can fire ears while you're out there.
Fire around, too.
Oh, yes, you find me a bit.
Bye, guys.
Holy crap.
We'll see you in an hour.
Great. Burner's Rye.
His pockets and everything.
Got rubbers on too. All I gotta say is you can choose your
pants. That's that was on the back of Ron's book, right?
Yeah.
I saw the other picture. I didn't see that.
I found this one there.
Okay, Dave, Rankins, you got anything you want to say about...
No, I just said it. You can choose your friends, you can't choose your relatives. No. Hey, you see the way he is. Greg is what he is. He's a hustler. He's going to sell tickets. He's our replacement for Kluge, I think, you know, because people are afraid to buy him lunch, so they don't buy him tickets. Good guy, good family guy.
Yep. Anybody got anything else on Greg?
He's done a lot.
He's done a hell of a lot of work down at the property. He donated wire, conduit. He brought his machine over there, dug trenches for
him. He's basically responsible.
So he's good with Jake, right?
Yeah. He likes to be called Sasquatch, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a personal note, Brian, we don't need to know about. Yeah. See you guys disappear a few times.
All right. I don't know where Troy is, but you can bring him back in.
I'll go down.
Oh, we need to vote. Ready to vote?
We need to vote. Yeah.
Any no's?
Yeah. No.
Good.
That's the smart way.
It's easier.
You find all them beers that be a little wild.
Yeah. Martino.
Yes.
Matt would still like to come and speak for the on behalf of the Rotary Club, and because is it all right if I bring him to like our next business meeting?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make that arrangement.
Yep. Just while we're waiting for him, sign-up sheets are up here for the fair. We really want to get everybody that we can on these things to help. Even if you go up and you sell two tickets while somebody takes a piss or goes to get something to eat or whatever, we really need the help. Let's make it a good year this year so we don't have to double and triple and quadruple up on things.
We really need people on Wednesday.
Huh?
We're moving
Wednesday.
Moving.
At the fair, are we in the same site or what?
Are you two working all
day? I believe we're still in the same site.
Are you two working all day?
Good.
Because I think Betty had sent me an email.
We'll work until somebody shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll open.
We had to buy two more people that your table fit in there. Don't change the size.
What time on Wednesday?
Same size as I did last year.
He'll be in our pockets for 8 foot.
They're opening. We have nobody for the rest of the night.
Well, we're in the same spot.
Yep.
Is everybody staying there?
Yeah, we have to put all the shirts away and put the rack away and put the bike away and clean out the money. But we arrange it. There's between Joyce, me, and
welcome.
Betty or Pat. We come.
Thank you.
That's the bottom rocker. I don't think he's going to get that.
This is a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
We had church big enough for that guy?
Your hour is almost up.
Last one.
Let's go pick a tramp stamp on it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, not the food stamp.
It's still the fall.
Tramp stamp. Upcoming events.
I have 50-50 yet, too.
Yeah, you do. Greg, sit down. Upcoming event, Skeeter Creek is tomorrow. There's also going to be Hot Shot Hillbillies.
Hot Shot.
That's what I said, Hot Shot Hillbillies.
Sound like Sizzle Shot.
Ron Hinkle Run is on the 14th. Bob Arsenal and Michelle Make-A-Wish Run on August 20th. Like to get a lot of people for that, too. If anybody has tickets left for them, get them back.
Just want to clarify that the run is starting at the Sports Grill, not at Butler Park. Because somebody questioned me about that. So.
Sports Grill at what time?
The Sports Grill, East Greenbush. At breakfast is at 10 o'clock. Kickstand's up at 11.
Okay.
Breakfast being...
Noon. We're going to try to be, some of us are going to be there at 10:30 so we can help set up and get things going. And anybody who wants to help out with that.
Anybody going to meet at Sports
Yeah.
I'm taking the car. I got something I got to take.
Listen up, guys.
I was just letting you know, I mean, as far as what breakfast is at our ride, it's, you know, scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, you know, it's not juice and donuts.
What day is it?
August 20th.
That's the make-a-wish. Yeah.
We treat you guys good with breakfast.
Also, Bob and I had talked on the phone. He got our logo. He's putting it on some of the, for sponsor, for the banner and the
program guide that has all of our sponsors and advertisers and stuff like that and stuff like that. So I'm going to put our logo in that, and we hand that out to everybody, like all the car show guys, they'll get it. And also I'm printing up a banner, so that we'll hang up a banner at the event.
Good.
Because the club supports the event, so, you know, I just want to thank you guys for supporting the event. So I'm
thank you for thinking of that to put on for us too.
I'm doing what you do.
Looks like tomorrow, do we have a schedule of meeting, riding, anything going on?
Yeah, it's not really a ride. You're going to meet there at 10:30, and you're going to set up everything while the officers watch.
No, we riding up as a group.
We can ride up as a group, yeah. Depending on, there's probably going to be a couple groups because some people are going to go earlier and some people are going to go later. About tomorrow, yeah. You want to say
10 o'clock
at Stewart's, and then for second group, if they're going to come up after that, they can. Well, probably 11:30. 11:30 for the second group.
Starts at noon.
Yep. So we can use a hand up there too, and if you guys want to meet up there. Also, they have the trailer already. Betty's got it at the
Night of Fire
Valley tonight. She's gonna bring it there tomorrow. If anybody is driving a truck and can bring that back, that's good. If they can't, I'm gonna drive my truck and bring it back.
It's going to your house, right?
Yes. Okay, I've just been nominated by Dave. Anybody else got any alcohol for this?
Yes, I do. I have
okay, that's got to go in my car then.
But I'll be there early tomorrow.
Oh, you will? Okay, you can bring it. I didn't know if Jen was going to try to put anything together. Probably not at this point.
Trust me, they'll always accept two more bottles.
Yeah. Claverack Town Veterans Event on August 28th. Al called me today. The guy that was running that was an elderly man, and he's passed away over the weekend, so that will not happen. So anybody who's got August 28th for the Claverack Town Veterans Event, that's not happening.
So then they can all go to North Adams and sell tickets.
So they can all go to North Adams and sell tickets on the 28th and help Rocky and Shelley.
Since we'll be up there at like 6:30 in the morning to get a good spot this year.
6:30 in the morning, so we'll leave at 2 or something?
Yeah.
2 a.m.
You've got a thing figured out for going up there? I'll go. I'll love that thing.
We're going to be up there. Rocky wants to be up there by like, be in North Adams by 6:30, 7 o'clock to get on Main Street this year.
It doesn't really start till 9, though.
We've got to put a thing together to ride up or whatever.
Yeah, we'll
send
probably.
Out an email.
We'll ride up. Take the whole block.
Time to leave it, Shelly.
Is JJ's this Tuesday?
What time are you leaving?
Yes.
We would be leaving our house at like 5:30 in the morning. You guys don't want to leave that early. You come up later. That's fine.
No.
We'll be up later.
That was the other thing, too. We want to talk about JJ's, too. That's the, second Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
That's this Tuesday coming up.
Yes, it's this Tuesday coming up. We need help with that thing.
I should be able to do the trailer.
You're going to do the trailer this Tuesday?
Yeah,
or next Tuesday?
If it changes, I'll let you know.
8,
okay.
9? Okay.
All right, what's your name?
I can actually help set up on that date because I'm at Parker this week, so I actually have real hours where I'm done at 3:30. So I'll just take my bike to work that day.
Okay, the next meeting is the Friday night of the fair. We're probably going to forego that one and push it off to the following week because we're going to have a whole bunch of people missing. There's people on vacations away for weekends and stuff like that, so we're probably going to push that off to the following week.
Well, that's the next business meeting, not the next meeting.
That's the next business meeting, yes. Next social meeting is going to be down at the land, and we'll put out an email and let you know if we're going to cook down there or anything with some of the food that we had left over. Let's see. Anybody got anything else?
Hogs for Hospice, the 21st.
Yep, up here. Hogs for Hospice, 21st.
We need a good turnout for that.
We need a really good turnout for that. And our auction, anybody else? I need people. I'm at 30 items. We usually have a big auction. We have 30 pieces, most of which are gift certificates. We have some big piece items in here as well. I could use more. I have a sheet. If there's places you wanted to stop or signed up for, double check on the sheet. I'll leave it out here. Any questions? If you can't make it to the place, you can't make it to the place. It just makes it available for someone else, you know, that maybe can make it. And I also have the sheets for you guys that if you go to look for a donation that you can give it to the vendor. So that's it. End of the meeting.
No, I think that Mark, one
couple other things.
After that last social meeting, we went to that ride to Catskill. That was kind of nice. I think we should make a habit of doing that. Like the next social meeting, somebody pick out a spot and do a ride. You know, that was nice. I mean, whatever it was.
Yeah, that's like the second or third time we did it, and it was everybody seemed to have a good time to be able to peel out and go somewhere. But we got to find out if we're going to.
What about the cookout then? Do you want to have a cookout or no?
Well, that's what we're going to have to figure out. If we're cookout, then we're sitting there.
I mean, I can get there earlier, maybe. Depends on where I'm at. Well, you know.
We'll do an email on that and see. I want to see if people have an idea of a spot that's near a place that they ride or their work or something that's a good spot, kind of like the Mother's thing that we went to or the, you know, the Coney Island that we went to last time. You know, a place that can accept a bunch of filthy bikers that sometimes use foul language and have a lot of loud motorcycles.
There's a new bar up there in Lebanon there that I went to the other night there right in that plaza there.
M&M's.
I mean, we could ride up there.
They love bikers.
Yeah.
Or Jack's Drive-In and Lionsville. Greasy Sliders.
And then I know Dock Street across the river wants us to come down there in September, that we could do that in a September social meeting.
Okay.
We could ride down there.
Yeah. We're going to keep track of all this shit.
Yeah, right. Good thing that thing's on. Okay, unless anybody's got anything else. One more thing quick. If you haven't made your meetings, made your events, rode your rides, get your butts out and do it, because we're already past half a year and you may not have enough time to get your the rest of your rides in, and then you got to pay double dues.
Am I underlined? Yeah.
Should be showing up, Johnny Ola.
I'm surprised by that.
Me too. All right, we got 50-50 unless anybody's got anything else. Okay.
Big bad.
How much is
Greg?
Greg.
Oh, look, you can even pull a pen out of the basket.
Special night.
How much is it?
Shelly, you have to hold it high enough so he can't see you.
Yeah.
Stand on the chair.
$65.
And he's still taller.
Sasquatch.
I can't see mine.
Good, it's not you.
591.
Well, I can't read mine. I don't have my glasses.
All right. 591. Any winners?
Yes.
Yep.
80.
Nope.
So far, that's good for me.
One.
Winner is the big guy.
I got
Darth Prez. How about we do the Henkel?
Henkel?
Yep.
Thanks, Paul.
Absolutely.
Cool the elf walking.
Okay, guys, that's it. Hope to see everybody tomorrow, and see you later.
Why do I even bother separating
them? Because you do that because you're a man teacher. Don't forget to sign up for the fair. New guys, prospects.
Where's the food list?
Sign up for the fair.
On the list that you have, things need to be done.
I ain't fucking making cupcakes.
Well, what I was, I'm going to ask Sharpie about, like, if I do a ZD, am I going to do two ZDs? Someone else can eat, you know what I mean?
Make yeah. extra. That's
I'm
what I wanted to find out from him. Should I give this to him now?
Or do a ZD too?
You want me to check with him first? Or I'll check with him, I'll let you know.
Right. Yeah, you let me know. You need to do more.
Tuck this under your thing, we'll do this after.
I feel bad because I usually do it. Do all
oh, there he is.
I would like to sign up for the fair.
How are you?
But I'm not,
can I get a check?
I can't guarantee that I'm going to have a surgery. But, you know,
I gave you the two last time.
No, you gave me one.
For the fair, sign up for the fair.
I have one receipt.
Right at the social meeting for the last
You didn't give me. You told me you had receipts. You didn't give me anything.
As tomorrow.
This you gave me way back in June at the social meeting.
Okay, that was so long. That was the second set of receipts. $46.04.50.
That was for the check I gave you in June.
No, I gave you a separate receipt. This was at the next meeting.
Jake, you gave me this in June.
I appreciate it. Right.
For the $50 check. I still have, this is $46.50.
This, I gave you this at the social meeting.
In June.
Right.
In June, not July.
Okay.
You didn't give me anything at the last social meeting. The last social meeting, you said, I have receipts, can I call you? And I said, yes.
When are you wearing? Oh, yeah. I can do anything after 2:30.
Okay, so that's June. That was the last. But the other receipts that you gave, the check you gave me was the fair investment.
And I'm being first.
Right. And then this is for the second check.
I've given you, I gave you a reimbursement check. And then I gave you a second check that same night for $50.
And that's what this is.
Yes, 46.
I want to ride. So I leave $4.
Yeah. And then you said you had more receipts than I
used. But I don't
just
have
give me a call.
Well, I'll
ride.
Just take four. If you got another $46,
isn't that nice of me?
I'll take
volunteer to take my wife for a ride. Thank you.
I don't have any more receipts.
So what do I
just talked with?
This is the second set of receipts, and you gave me the reimbursement check with the the bills that we turned in.
Yeah.
And then you gave me another check that night. Remember you said?
Yeah.
And then I brought this in at the next social.
Yes, you did. Yes.
That's when you gave me that check. I went and bought the gas, and that's $46 for the 56.
I understand.
So you don't have, you haven't
what's
bought
covered,
any more gas
not,
since
the errors.
No.
I'm almost thinking that these guys are
that's
from
why
10
I
to
didn't
4.
I'm going to
so
I have from we have used
on.
Gas down there, but we're donating
it's
that
open.
To the property to
the bottom rock. I don't know.
So
that's weird.
Yeah. This will be for.
What are you looking for? No, we're just trying to figure out how that works.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you can overlap.
I'll give you a check
any
right
day.
Now.
So just because Dave signed in to go, he'll work from the morning.
So that's,
he'll open,
you said to me
and he'll work to four.
Meeting,
I've been working every year at it.
But
just because there's one person there,
you can still fill in.
You can fill in or you can say, hey, you know, I can't make it there until 2 o'clock. Run yourself through and say, you know, I can stay to close or I can stay to
Mario's
you know,
I'm pretty much going
to
stay on
the way.
And overlap the weekdays if there are weekdays that you can get weekdays easier.
Eventually,
I
got to work.
Sign up for that day. The more the merrier. Because like certain people sell better than others. Could have other personalities. More of us there, more breaks people.
Well, all you got to do is
so whatever you can do.
I'll make sure
if it's filled in, don't hesitate to sign up on top of them.
What's the first day of the fair.
Sounds good.
Is that August 31st?
Can we do something? Get like a gas card or something?
Put my name right around here.
A debit card with a $50 limit for gas or something?
I believe it's this day.
And
we're setting up on Tuesday.
And it will be automatically recorded.
You're setting up on Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, we can't do a debit. And, I mean, I could go to Stewart's and buy a gas card, but then I would still need the receipts turned in. So either way, I need the receipts.
How come I'm not on the sheet? I'm supposed to be on this day.
What
month, Matt? On Friday?
Yeah, you're on Friday, September 2nd.
Okay.
But you've got to give me those other receipts because I can't give out any more checks without the receipts.
Right, I'm $4 short on
it. Yeah, and that's fine. I thought you had spent more.
$4
way.
Is one thing. Well, I did. I spent over the $50, but I, you know, I've got oil for the things from Mario's. I don't have those receipts.
Well, the way I understood it, the
just
social media,
on that helmet,
Brian,
there were people that cannot
find on gas that
didn't
you did that I owe
you. Like, oh my
god. In the back.
Oh, no, you gave me the stuff.
I'll just see you guys there tomorrow, so I'm coming from the opposite direction.
You know what? You get something, you know what?
And that's
you know,
fine.
Not
like the last time when I said, wait till I get to the bank. That's good. Go to the bank at 10:30.
Everyone that I think we're going to leave is always
around 10. You always get that in the middle.
Get up there.
You've got one person in the middle that's like, you know, I want to do 35.
So I'm like, hey,
I end up going around. Tommy's been on the day. Kind of switch. Yeah, it's like,
yeah. Shit, I forgot to talk about this too.
Karen's
thing too.
Karen.
Karen's thing.
Wait, chat with her?
Yeah.
I think this is bullshit that I'm doing right now.
I thought they meant
you
know.
No, not the Dutchess County, no.
Shut that Dutchess.
$6.
No, the Chatham Fair, yeah. What were you thinking?
I thought I was thinking like the state fair.
Oh. Yes. Up on Carmelskill or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's up that way.
No, no.
Yeah, this is close.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Okay. Lily was just going to ask you about it.
No, well, do you want her and I
on this,
to both
on this
make
fair
these?
One.
Yeah.
I'm
going to make
a date for that week. Yeah, whatever, because I'll be there the whole week. Whatever, if I got people down there and they're manning the booth, I'll just come up.
Where's the Wednesday?
Yeah,
that's
all. Yeah.
Wednesday is written Wednesday.
They got help now.
They need help at night.
At night?
Oh, we can do night.
So, I mean, if you sign up for like 6 on or something, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we can make it there by 6.
Also, Al said that
six
him and Joe were going to figure out a spot, but they wanted to know after we talked to everybody tonight what was left on there. And they said they would fill in on something on the weekend or something.
All right, so I'm making ZD and coleslaw.
True.
It's a
7,
yeah.
We'll do 7.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're throwing it up.
This is okay, right?
We can
shut this off.
Oh, yeah.
We can leave.